G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Tuesday, 23rd of November. Coming up, Justin Avendano, BBL champion.
Possibly the greatest cricketer the world has ever seen.
Twice over, lives in Terrigal. Who does he think will be the next Australian cricket captain?
And talking about what do you think, Trevor Long.
Oh, he's gorgeous.
He's got the inside word on just about everything technical.
And we found out he's never been in, what was it?
Hot Bods.
And have you had your...
It was 2002.
Maybe
2001.
Have you ever had your car crashed? We're talking about that on our podcast coming up today. Watching the news or a current affair, and they highlight a story coming up, and I'm there. Don't be the Central Coast. Don't be the Central Coast.
There it is.
Love of Jesus, Mary and Joseph, don't be the Central Coast. And then they say...
Tonight,
on the Central Coast.
Why?
No, straight away, all my friends and family from Bundy. Is that happening on the Central Coast, is it? And then last night on Current Affair, I'm there, don't be the Central Coast.
There it is.
Don't be the Central Coast.
A little cube of metal.
Oh, yeah.
Looks small enough that you can pick it up.
The council has crushed a car during lockdown 2 days before the owner gets the official warning letter. Oh, look.
Just parked legally.
Point Claire.
In a street, parked legally, and boom, gone.
Yeah, this is how Current Affair covered it last night on Channel 9.
This is how Wendy's much-loved car spent its final moments.
Yeah. In a crusher. Oh.
Crushed by a council that some say is Australia's most incompetent.
Well, we're pretty on the mark.
It was a 1997 Burgundy Toyota Camry Conquest.
What would it be? Did you go carsales.com? What would it be worth?
I don't know. It'd probably be worth a fair whack.
Yeah, but look, at the end of the story...
She thought it had been stolen.
Yeah, I know.
And just called the cops and said, my car's been stolen, because you would.
Mm. Of course, if it's not there.
Yeah, hang on, I parked my car there legally. It's gone. What's the problem?
So what is the go? Does anyone know what happens there? They put the yellow sticker on, and then you got some. Although you're given some days to remove.
Well, you must be given notice.
Would have to, wouldn't
several days later, right. After she was notified a car had been crushed.
Yeah,
because she rang the cops. They said it had been towed. She rang the council and said, "Oh, sorry, it's in our impound, and then we'll get it back to you." And then all of a sudden, they call her, say, "Sorry, it's been crushed." Yeah. 7 days later, she gets a warning letter in the mail.
Yeah.
Saying your car will be crushed. Hang on a second. Someone's put the cart before the horse.
And look, like on a Current Affair last night, they did say that the council will come into the party and pay for it. But the price of cars.
Hang on. In the competence stakes, they're already on low score.
Yeah, it's pretty lackluster. And it's like a. But then like they might say.
This lady has to buy a new car. Well, not a new one, but a second-hand car. And
price of cars. At the moment, we looked at it earlier on this morning, and then Chris, my mate, texted me. We're talking about four-wheel drives. Like, you know, she had a 1997 Burgundy Toyota Camry Conquest.
Mate, that could be top-shelf dollar.
And she might only get, say, $4,000, and to buy that now might be $8,000, hypothetically.
Exactly,
I'm just saying.
Because, well, you do. You try and buy anything, especially the trade vehicles and four-wheel drives.
Well, as Chris texted me, he said, mate, talk about four-wheel drives. I sold my old Hilux last fortnight. He said, old Hilux, turbo diesel dual cab that I bought for $4,000 2 years ago and 60,000 Ks ago, sold it for nearly triple what I bought it. That's what's happening at the moment.
It's inconceivable. That shouldn't be allowed to happen.
No, it's just gone crazy.
What about
crazy
depreciation on your tax return?
You've got to pay them for appreciation, not depreciation.
Try to claim this car. It's getting more and more expensive.
As can, we're talking about the price of cars. What do you got for us, mate?
Mate, used car prices for four-wheel drives.
Gone mad.
Mate, it is ridiculous. I know of a few people who have actually bought brand new utes and have sold them for about $10,000 more than what they were worth when they bought them.
No.
Bloody hell.
Yeah.
Like, is that because they just can't get them? Is that the reason why?
Yeah, there's a massive shortage on utes. Like, it's ridiculous. I think the Toyota Hilux, the SR5 ute, I think it's delayed down near 12 months.
Jeez, before you
get one. Long time. So basically, if you've got a ute, you sell it now. If you can live without a ute for the next, they'll probably catch up within 2 years, won't they? And then all of a sudden you're back to square one and everything will come back down.
Yeah, well, that's the challenge at the moment because they had the problem with the supercapacitors or whatever they call them, the electronics, and now there's a shortage on aluminium.
Oh, jeez.
Because of magnesium.
God, mate. That is just mental, isn't it? The crazy prices. Just ridiculous.
Yep. just insane. Like, if you look at the price of magnesium, which goes into aluminium, it's gone up like 100% in price per ton. So, like, it's just getting harder for everyone.
Okay.
Jeez, I reckon the Flintstones had the right idea.
And I think I'm working with Barney or Fred. All right, man. Thanks for that,
I'm
Azzy.
Working with Wilma.
See you, mate. See you, Az.
See ya.
It's Just Not Cricket with Justin Avendano.
He's a bloody legend, this man. Justin Avendano, BBL champion. That's where we were talking cricket twice over.
Certainly raising the intelligence of this room by at least 30%.
Hey, I left school in year 11, so.
It's all right, you don't have to do much.
Dad paid 100 grand for me to go to grammar school and I left. Poor bloke.
Mate, now.
Too smart for the finish.
He would have been happy. There's my boy. Yeah. There's my boy. Mate, we will speak about Australian cricket captain very soon. But, mate, are you back having a swing?
Yeah, I'm back playing a little bit of cricket, which is nice. My back's been a little bit better of late. I had a little cortisone injection, and then I'm off to... I'm actually playing at the MCG next week for New South Wales' second 11 against Melbourne, which would be against Victoria, which would be pretty cool. So,
looking forward to that. Mate, what is it like walking out onto the MCG? I went on a tour once, and it was absolutely brilliant. What's it like playing out there?
I played one of my first BBL games there, and Marcus Stoinis whacked 150, and it was the highest ever score in a Big Bash match. And I'm there batting six going, what the hell am I going to do? Like, yeah. I'm a little dweeb. I can't hit this. And then, it's like a coliseum. You walk out and it's just, we had 30,000 people there. It was one of the best days of my life.
Wow.
Yeah.
What did you score?
I got out for four. That's probably why I'm here, lads, and not playing for the Sixers.
All the talk was about Tim Payne and the sexing scandal, and of course he relinquished the captaincy of the Australian cricket team. Mark Taylor, Tubby Taylor, former Australian captain. This is what he said on Channel 9 on the weekend.
I hope they consider Steve Smith for the vice captaincy, because Pat Cummins will need a good vice-captain who's not a bowler, because he'll have some tough days in the field, Pat.
Who should be captain?
Well, I think Tubby had it right there. I think you've got to go Pat Cummins. He's been the lead-up boy for about four years now to be Australia's captain, and he probably should have done it prior. So he's probably the best to go. I agree with Tubby. Steve Smith has to be there as a sort of role model to Pat. He has to be vice, because Pat, being a bowler, the one thing with bowlers being captains, they never like bowling themselves, either the tough overs or the easy overs. So you need someone, another leader there to go, hey, mate, you're doing the right thing. This is when you have to bowl. So there's a lot on his plate, but I think Pat's one of the most intelligent people going around international cricket, and I think he's probably the best man to lead the job.
What about Steve Smith? Would you put him ahead and give him another go at captaincy?
Personally, no. I think he's going to be a leader. I said about this a couple of weeks ago. He's a leader on and off the field. What he's going to do with the bat, the media attention around him being captain is just going to draw too much attention away from what we need to do, and that's to win the Ashes. So I think Pat's the best guy. There's a few other contenders with, like, Amanis Labuschagne and that, but I just think Pat, he's the best we got. He's probably the best bloke going around the team. He's great in the media. I mean, Test cricket captaincy is not that hard. T20 captaincy, there's so much strategy behind every single ball. In test matches, you feed off everybody else. You sort of, hey, mate, who's going to bowl? Like, it's not that hard to captain test cricket, as stupid as it sounds. It's just controlling the media, controlling the team, being that guy to be the leading man, really.
Pete, not that hard. You couldn't do it, but it's not that hard. Hey, with the test captaincy, do you reckon that you said you lent there towards the fact that the media might have an influence in whether or not Steve Smith should be captain, because they're going to go hard on him if he was captain? Does the media, somewhat controlling the captaincy of the Australian cricket team?
Yeah, well, look what's happened right now with the media with Tim Payne. I mean, this situation with Tim Payne got sorted 4 years ago in-house. No charges were laid out. And then the media goes, we're going to release this 4 years later. He's lost his captaincy. So the media plays a massive part in world sport. So
how does Cricket Australia look in the mirror and say, we're letting the media take control of what we do?
Oh, it's just one of those things. It's just...
Is it about the money?
No, it's honestly just about optics. We got spoken to this about the COVID rules with the Sixers. You know, the public needs to be fed the right information. We've got to have someone of like Pat Cummins' stature to go, we're going to lead the team this way. You've got to keep the public happy.
You don't reckon this has been leaked by someone within the playing group?
No, I honestly don't know. There's been a lot of talk on the group chat about what's actually happened. I probably can't speculate too much on air, but I think all I know, Tim Payne got told it was going to be made public. which is not great for his family because his family's been through hell about 4 years ago with this. So all I know is got titles, got public. Tim Payne had to come out and make a statement. Yeah. Now, I didn't think Tim Payne's in the best 11 in the team if he's not captain. So I think Tim Payne might actually lose his Ashes spot.
As well.
Yeah, as well. So it's a massive fall from grace for Tim Payne.
All right, let's not forget what he did was an absolute, the stupidest thing.
Oh, that was between him and his wife. That was between him and his wife, between two consenting.
I just remember it was brought to our attention by someone yesterday that we may have neglected to observe that what he did was a stupid, thing to start with.
And his wife are dealing
with. And they've been through it.
Let's not cast the first stone, Brother Robert. Mr. Perfect over there, who's never made a mistake in anything. I am so mightier and holier than thou.
Oh, I do struggle to find mistakes.
our boss, Speedy, when the word was going around that Steve Smith might have been captain, he was furious.
Absolutely no.
He was wild as a march hare. But, Justin, thank you very much for coming in, and we'll see you Friday, big buddy.
Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, speaking about Angel in the Centrefold, Trevor Long from EFTM.com.au here on the Cosine 107.7 Triple M. Hello, gorgeous.
Blushing. Jeez, I hope it's A3.
From the picture you sent me, no.
Yeah.
How are you, Trev?
In the fold-out section.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm real good.
Did you ever get asked to appear in any sort of magazine?
No. I was in Hot Rods once.
Sorry, Paddy, have we met?
Rob did. What magazine did you do?
Rob's a handsome bloke.
Yeah. Oh,
thanks, Trev.
Hey, Trev, I did a calendar.
Honestly, I know. We're meant to be. No, not in any fold.
Yeah, we haven't been hit with the ugly stick. We've been bashed, haven't we, Trevi?
Bumbled.
Bumbled, absolutely bumbled. What magazine did you do?
I was called Hot Bods.
Hot Bods.
No, stop it.
I was only in my mid-20s.
Oh, that's my just laugh, Trev.
We're nothing but nerds.
That edition of Nerds of You Mine, I never got off.
I'll have to bring you a copy one day.
The Geeks of Woy Woy High was never a high-rating, high-selling thing at the end of the news agency.
No, it wasn't, mate. Hey, mate, listen, we are talking tech things this morning at about 20 to 8. Coles, now they're selling something and the cheapest that you'll ever find, apparently.
Yeah, iPad mini for refurbished at $359. Now, a lot of people get put off by the term refurbished, but let me tell you, this is a great deal. So this was someone else's iPad before, probably a corporate, big legal firm or something. They send them all back after 4 years or 2 years or whatever it is, and they get new ones. These things then get checked, 72-point check. They get buffed, they get cleaned. If they've got any scratches on them, they don't get sent out. But they get checked, the cameras, the screen, the touchscreen, everything gets checked. And then they get put in a new box, 30-day money-back guarantee, 12-month warranty from Boost Mobile, and they're on sale at Coles in their Best Buys for $359.
Mate, do you reckon there'd
That's
be many
a great
of them?
Price.
Would there be many there, though? And is it at all Coles?
They won't tell me how many they've got, but my guess is they've got thousands.
Right, okay.
Like that, you know, if there's 400 stores that do it, then there'd have to be at least a couple in each, so they are hard to find, so if you don't get in quick, you will miss out. And they're only at the Coles stores that do the Best Buys. Now, I'll be honest, I'm not a massive Coles shopper, but it's the Aldi thing. It's the new aisle where there's just stuff that's not grocery. So if you know your store, the big ones have it. Like if West Gosford doesn't have it, I'll be amazed. But, like there's big stores. You know your Coles as a Special Buys. Check it out and ask over at the front counter. Just ask for a refurbished iPad.
In my hood,
they've also got iPhone 8s there as well.
Yeah,
too,
in my hood, Wyoming have it. Yeah, respect. 2250, Trev.
Yeah, damn, up straight there at Wyoming. Yeah. Good stuff.
I know.
Good on you. Good friends up in Chamberlain Avenue. I'm across it.
Yeah.
All over it. Hey, Liz, a little left field, Trev. I just want to ask about Black Friday coming up. Just something.
Yep.
With Black Friday, right?
I thought we've already had it.
No, it's coming up this Friday.
It's this Friday.
Oh, okay.
Come on, bargain boy. So anyway, the thing is, you're supposed to be able to get all these great deals. Now, everyone's got their wish list for Christmas. And I'm just wondering, if on Black Friday, if you don't get what you want at a huge discount, are you then left out in the cold? Is everything going to be gone for shopping? And if it is not gone, have so many people bought stuff on Black Friday that you've got Buckley's of getting it delivered for Christmas?
Honestly, if you're planning on doing your Christmas shopping online, do it this week. You're mad if you leave it later than this week. I've bought something last week. It arrived 3 days later. Brilliant.
Yeah.
But it doesn't always happen. So I just honestly, I know Australia Post is saying shop by December the 7th. Bugger that, shop now, because the last thing you want is for it not to be there. So this is the best week for prices before Christmas, without any question. And every retailer and online stores, this is the best week to shop. This is the best week to absolutely almost guarantee it'll be here by Christmas. If you leave it after this week, stock might not be available. And I mean might not come back before Christmas. Because literally just demand is so high and supply is so short. And also prices are going to go up. Why would you not shop this week?
Yeah, for sure. Look, my son wants these VR goggles, right? So if I get them now, and am I going to find them cheaper on Black Friday and then go, why didn't I wait till Friday?
Most Black Friday sales have already begun. So you should know by today. A lot of them launched today as well. Look, there is a chance there'll be some new deals on physically Friday. And there's also a thing I don't want to break to called Cyber Monday, which is next Monday.
Okay.
But the absolute guarantee of that price coming down, mate, you're better off having it than missing it. What are you getting, the Oculus goggles for him?
Look, mate, I don't know.
Okay.
Oculus goggles?
Oculus Quest 2. Oculus Quest 2. That's what you want.
All right. Hey, Trevor, also from EFTM.com.au, if you go online, have you gone inside Amazon's next Aussie warehouse?
Oh, mate, this is huge. It's the biggest warehouse in Australia and the first robotic warehouse in the Southern Hemisphere for Amazon. So when I walked in, there was 2,000 lockers. And I thought, what, is this where you pick up your parcels? They go, no, that's the staff. I went, it's a robotic warehouse. What are you talking about? There's 1,500 staff because the staff still unpack stuff that arrives and then take stuff off the shelf, put it in boxes and do all the kind of final packing for you. But the shelves themselves is where the efficiency is. So imagine your local Woolies or Coles. You know, you walk up and down the aisles, right? Now, here, all the aisles are compressed together so they can't be walked in, but the robots go and pick up a shelf, bring it to someone who then picks it out, puts it in a box, and the shelf then goes back onto the floor. And it's completely random. All the shelves, there might be Lego in one, you know, Lego in another. It's not one shelf of Lego, one shelf of VR goggles.
Yeah.
It's all random. 20 million products, over three floors, 38,000 robots. It's crazy.
And we can see it on EFTM.com.au,
you can see it on, mate, it went viral on TikTok this week. Let me tell you, boys, I'm big. Big
right.
on TikTok.
Hey, how do you spell Oculus, Trev?
O-C-U-L-U-S.
Okay, thank you.
And Trev, don't worry, you haven't been in the magazine because next year we're thinking of doing a calendar and you'll be the first name put forward, Trevor Long from EFTM.com.au.
First name put forward, and that means the calendar will be rejected. So,
Hot Pods 2022.
Trevor Long, you're there, buddy. Thanks for joining us, mate.
See you, boys.
See you, Trev. If someone's doing good on the Central Coast, what do we do, Rob?
We like to just tag along, jump on that wagon and ride as far as it'll take us.
Bloody bandwagon we do.
Yep.
And this bloke is doing pretty good. His name is Young Kitty. He joins us this morning. G'day, Young.
G'day, Young.
Yo, how's it going?
Yeah, good, buddy. Now, mate, you're current now. Oh, let us play a bit of your song now. You got this song. It's called State of Mind. I'm just my mind and lose the trace. I'm looking around, I go to impress. I'm up your yarn, I'm talking with Jake's. Yeah, let's go together, we go take flight. Don't you take for the better, gotta aim right. But I all be talking like that. Now, as the thing is, like, we don't play rap on Triple M, but the thing is, if someone on our Central Coast is doing well, we jump
mate,
on
we will
them
pump
and we
those
will,
tires
we
as much as we can. And Young, that sounds pretty professionally done, mate.
Yeah, I get it mixed and mastered by B Hill Beats. He works at the Grove Studios, and yeah, he does it all professionally. It's mad.
And mate, you're currently working on your EP.
The Road Less Traveled. I'm thinking about putting 5 songs on it. It's just about how I think life is and how I live it, you know?
And buddy, mate, your music video, it's coming out with, as you said, highly regarded videographer from Sydney.
I'm so keen to do it. We're going to smash it out for one of the songs of the EP. I don't know which one it is yet, but yeah, we're going to smash it out.
And you love working down at Grove Studios?
I've been there about like 4 or 3 times, but I'm thinking about going there soon at the end of the year. It's so mad. It's such like a good area and vibe. Yeah, I love being down there.
Mate, where do you get your lyrics? Do you just sit down? Because I know you do a bit of skating as well. A lot of people know you around from some of the skate parks around the Central Coast. Mate, where do you get inspiration when you're writing your music, mate?
It really depends. I could write a song in 5 minutes. I could write a song in a week. It just really depends. I could be sitting somewhere, my environment, but yeah, it's really weird. It just comes to me, to be honest.
You certainly get your mouth around some of these lyrics, like, I can't even think about it. The guy I work with is tongue-tied at the best of times.
I know. I love experimenting and see what I can do with, like, how I can bend my words and stuff like that. And I don't know. I'm going to keep trying to bend them, wrap them around as fast as I can.
You know what you should do as well?
Yeah.
Race calling. Young, you do rapping and race calling. What about that?
What is it?
Race calling.
Race calling.
Like, you know, lining up in a race to it.
Or like an auction or something like that.
As well, yes. Young.
One going for this much, we're going for around 100. I don't know.
That's right. Yeah. The score's coming up, yeah. And there's Never Second. Never Second, closely followed by Designer Gerard. Mad, the Storm in me. There we go, mate. Seriously.
You should come down to Gosford Races with us tomorrow.
We're going tomorrow,
afternoon.
Mate.
You might get their next song out of it.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, now listen, if we want to pick up your EP, it's The Road Less Travelled, currently working on it, but any of your songs, mate, just go to any of the streaming services.
Oh, seriously, all streaming platforms, you can find me anywhere.
All right, it's Young Kidder. He's got this State of Mind. He's doing stuff up at Grove as well. He's a local bloke. As I said, if someone's doing well on the Central Coast, we jump on their bandwagon, we give them a bit of a support. Hey, Young, so nice talking to you this morning, mate.
Yeah, appreciate you guys so much. Yeah.
Take care, mate. Remember the days of the old school yard. Yeah. This was started by Kiara, our former producer. And what it was all about the HSC.
Yeah, well, students are doing it.
Yeah, they did biology yesterday.
There's not much left of it.
Nah, only a week and a bit to go, I'm sure. Absolutely positive. Yeah. So Kiara used to come in and ask us questions from HSC exams. And so Xander's doing it. Xander, good morning. Welcome, buddy.
Good morning, boys.
All right, now, you're going to ask a series of questions. You give us options of four possibilities.
Okay.
We've got to circle it and see who's the smartest.
Have you looked at your sheet yet?
No, I haven't. Go on, Xander. Question
one. Are you ready?
Yes,
question
sir.
One.
Question
one. Question one from the 2019 entertainment exam.
Hang on. Is there an entertainment exam?
Yeah, I actually did it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Because you,
I got a certificate 3 in entertainment.
What do they say? What's Pink's real name?
That's no. It's all about like staging and lighting and production.
Oh, okay.
What is that? Is like, you know, when we speak to Mr. Judge from St. Peter's Catholic College,
yes,
where they have the entertainment classes.
Entertainment, I would consider. I don't know. I just thought like drama is a subject.
Yeah, but this covers everything. As they've got the whole studio set up. Yeah. At St. Peter's Catholic College.
Yeah.
Did they have it where you went?
Yeah, they did. It was amazing. We had a theatre that we used to like learn how to, you know, do the lighting and the sound.
What,
and
was that on the Central Coast?
That's cool.
Yeah, I went to MacKillop College at Warnervale.
Oh, right, and because you have the vision mixing and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah.
So get back in your box, Palmer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, listen to the question. No interruptions, please.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
So question one, customers have different needs, preferences and expectations. Which of the following represents a customer's preference? A, seating in a third row, B, wheelchair accessibility, C, access to bathrooms, or D, hearing aid loop accessibility.
Holy jeez.
All right.
Was this a question from 2019?
I know.
Customers have different needs, preferences.
Come on, Paddy. Rob's already
got
his answer.
Just do it, for goodness sake.
All right.
Show me your answers.
I've gone.
Okay, Paddy, you're wrong. Rob, you got it right.
Oh, what did Rob write?
Yeah, it was A, seating in a third row.
What is preferable about wheelchair accessibility?
No, I put hearing aid loop.
Access to the bathrooms. Yeah. Oh, that's not a preference.
You don't go,
it's
I
a necessity,
would
you mumbles.
Hearing aid All loop
right,
accessibility.
Okay, go to question two.
Thank you.
Question two from the 2020 hospitality exam.
There we go.
Which of the following is a naturally poisonous food? A,
Paddy's,
blue cheese.
Toe cheese.
Disgusting. B, rhubarb leaves.
Yeah.
C, snow pea sprouts. Or D, button mushrooms. Give me your answers.
That was Rob's nickname at school, button mushroom.
You're both correct. It was B, rhubarb leaves. Rob is in the lead, though.
I'm sure that, you know, Judgy, who we spoke about before.
Stop deflecting.
His band was the Button Mushrooms with Neil Kelleher.
Is that right?
I'm sure it was the Button Mushrooms on the Central Coast.
Actually, the prize for winning today is a bag of button mushrooms. So,
Okay.
Uncooked.
All right. Question three. From the 2020 standard maths exam, which I certainly would have failed, the distance between, here we go, the distance between Bricktown and Koala Creek is 75 kilometres.
Yep.
A person travels from Bricktown to Koala Creek at an average speed of 50 kilometres an hour.
Yep.
How long does it take the person to complete the journey? A, 40 minutes.
Yep.
B, an hour and 25. C, yep, an hour and a half.
Oh, you
or
should've...
D, an hour and 50.
Five, one, two... One, two, three. Okay. What have you got?
Oh, hang on.
No, you can't change it.
Okay, all right.
Rob, show me yours.
What's you
Paddy,
got?
Show me yours.
I got B.
Oh, Paddy, you're a loser today. I'm so what sorry. Is it? Rob's the winner. It was C, 1 hour and 30 minutes.
Oh, hang on. What is wrong with you, Mr. Math Genius?
Oh, jeez, I mixed. Oh, sorry
you're
about
travelling
that.
75 kilometres. You're travelling 50 kilometres in an hour. Oh, you are so bad.
Shut up. I was bloody doing other things. Thank you, Xander,
that's
for coming
on. That's 1 for 3 for you, Gerard.
No, mate, for you today, Paddy.
What did I get?
You got 3 out of 3.
Oh, 100%.
Good on your button, Mushroom.
You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers.
Yeah.
Download the Listener app.
We're talking L-I-S-T-N-R.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.